Posturing with the sabre point held forward, Kerder entered the lake, wading forward toward her victim. The hare thrust at her with his pole, leaving his sides momentarily unguarded. Riggan swung a spear powerfully, catching Skerdam a hard blow to the back of his head and knocking him senseless. Kerder retreated swiftly from the lake, not liking having her foot paws wet.
I hope you have not slit him. Pull the rabbit ashore. He will die bit by bit. Yeah.
Skerdam's skull throbbed remorselessly. He opened his eyes to find the earth had turned upside down. Riggan was squatting nearby, chewing on a half-ripe pear. She winked at the young hare.
You're gonna wish I'd finished you off in the lake.
Craning his neck painfully upward, Skerdam saw that he was bound by both footpaws, suspended from the limb of an alder tree. Riggan gave him a push which set him swinging.
The rabbit's awake now, Mom.
Kerder had been honing her blade on a stone. She came over and stood in front of her prisoner. Skerdam decided that he had better mind his manners.
Good day to you, madam.
The pure ferret clipped the top from a rush with an expert flick of the sabre.
I am not der madam. I am Queen Karda of Riftgard. No beast in all the Northlands has mine skill with der sabre.
Skerdam tried a warm smile.
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure. Skillful with the old sabre, what? Needs lots of practice for that sort of thing, I'll wager.
Kerda brought the point to rest against Skerdam's nose.
Oh, yar. Lots of practice. I always practice. Sometimes mit turnips, but that's no fun. I like to practice mit mein sabre on living beasts.
Skerdam gulped.
Actually, I come from a jolly long line of turnips. A dull bunch we are. You should see my old granny turnip. She's really going to seed this season.
The sabre flicked sideways, shearing the whiskers from one side of Skerdam's face. Kerda narrowed her eyes.
First the whiskers, then the ears, one at a time. We have all day to play this little game, yar.
Skerdam could see by the way Riggan and Vorto turned their faces away that his time had come. He dropped all pretenses and snarled at his tormentor.
Then do your worst, you milk-furred scum! I'll see you at Hellgates one day, aye, and I won't be helpless then!
Skerdam raised his voice and yelled out the old Salamandastran war cry, hoping to go out bravely.
You lay! Blood and vinegar, chaps! You